Welcome back, everyone. We missed you. Welcome to Inside Pop. I'm Sean David Johnson.
And I'm Amita Patel. This week, we start off the show with a brand new Inside Pop quiz.
And then I get Amita to narrow down her celebrity husbands in our inaugural Inside Pop March Madness bracket.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting bracketed and quizzed in one episode. I'm nervous. And then we find out if Sean likes yet another British singer-songwriter suggestion for me in the Big Cell. That's all right now, coming up on Inside Pop.
So for those of you who are new to the podcast, a while back we created a segment called Inside Pop Quiz. Clever, right? Because we're called Inside Pop, and then we like to quiz. So it's an Inside Pop Quiz, and that's, of course, where one of us springs some pop culture questions at the other. And it's just a fun way for us to talk about some things that are in the news and also to put each other under some stress.
I.e., it's Sean's way of putting me under more stress than I already have from you. No, I'm kidding.
It is kind of more fun when I quiz you, don't you think?
It is. You're really good at it.
Well, you're really good, too. You answer questions really well.
Do I?
And yeah, you're so knowledgeable about what's going on in pop culture. So
Thanks. So
I have some special quiz questions for you. So are you ready to begin?
Okay,
we're going to start off with, why don't I do something I rarely do and use a sports metaphor? Let's start off with a softball question, shall we?
Wow, impressive.
Thank you. Okay, so first question on this Inside Pop quiz. What was the number one movie this weekend at the box office?
Beauty and the Beast.
That is correct. Beauty and the Beast. I'm giving you 10 points for that answer. Beauty and the Beast made over $173 million this past weekend, and it's estimated to break a first weekend pre-summer release. So it will have made more money than any other movie that was released outside of the summer months. So Disney is killing it with this movie. It's received great reviews. Everyone's loving it. People who loved the first animated film, people who are new to the franchise, high scores on Rotten Tomatoes, Beauty and the Beast, killing it.
I just saw it and I loved it. It's just so fun and joyful. And it's nice to return to a story that is a tale as old as time.
I don't get it. Just kidding. Okay. All right, Amita, now we're going to get a little harder. This is a follow-up question, and this can give you 20 points. Disney gave us Jungle Book last year. They gave us Alice in Wonderland a few years ago. So they are basically realizing that if we remake live-action versions of our animated films, we're going to make a bundle of money and also bring joy into people's lives. So for 20 points, what is the next live-action remake that Disney will release? And it's multiple choice.
Oh, thank God. I was like, I have an idea in my mind, but I need some choices. Okay, great.
Okay. Is it A, Lion King, B, Mulan, C, Aladdin, or D, Dumbo?
Oh, my God. The one I was thinking is not on the list.
Oh, no.
I thought it was The Little Mermaid. I would love it to be Mulan. I think Mulan. I'm going to go that.
Girl, you take your 20 points and you hold them tight. You
yes!
are correct. Mulan.
Yay. I love strong female lead Disney movie. Ah, yes.
Well, there's a little bit of, we said that every week we would have Women's History Month theme segments. So this Inside Pop quiz does have a heavy female focus. So
I love it.
Work. I didn't want to tell you that beforehand because I didn't want to tip my hand with the Mulan question.
Smart. Very smart host.
trying to just stay one step next to you, not even ahead.
I think my process of elimination was like Lion King. Yo, that's gonna be hard with all those animals. Dumbo, elephants, also difficult. Kind beings, but difficult. And Aladdin, how you gonna make somebody fly? So I thought Mulan would be the most easiest one to execute next, and that's why I chose it.
Good deduction, Nancy Drew. Now listen, but you know what the interesting thing is? All four of these are in the works. So, but Mulan will be the first one. You know, and there were some rumors that there was just some weird rumor that they were going to change the lead to a white male, but Disney squashed that. And they're like, listen, we are really trying hard to be woke. It will be an Asian female. Trust.
Good Lord, there's enough Asian young actresses that can do that role and kill it. Please do that.
Yeah, like discover someone, pluck someone from, yes, you know, casting.
I mean, they did it for that gorgeous young 16-year-old Ali Carvalho, I think her last name is, to do the voice of Moana, and she's fantastic. They could, and she's beautiful. So if, you know, they can find her, they can find, you know, someone for Mulan.
Yeah, and that will start to make up for casting Emma Stone as an Asian character in that crazy movie from a couple years ago.
Oy.
Okay, next question. This is something that I would like to become a regular fixture of the Inside Pop Quiz. I'm calling it the duet sing-along. In this question, I'm going to sing some lyrics from a famous duet, and then you, when I stop singing, you have to sing the next line.
Okay.
The best thing about this is everyone gets to hear me sing.
That also, is the best thing about this, and I have not warmed up.
Nor have I.
Singing performance. Jeez, Sean. Jeez.
We are recording this in the morning, and I've just had two cups of coffee and limited interaction with the world. So let's see what happens.
Same here.
In honor of Women's History Month, I am singing the anthem by two of our great divas, Annie Lennox and Aretha Franklin. Sisters are doing it for themselves. Oh, are you ready, Amita? For every lyric you get correct, 10 points.
I don't know these lyrics. Okay.
Sisters are doing it for themselves. I'm going to start at the beginning of the song. Now, there was a time when we used to say that behind every great man, there had to be a
lady.
Oh, great woman. Sorry.
Oh, you said it, thought it rhymed with say. I don't know the lyrics. I just know the chorus.
But in these times of changes, you know that it's no longer true. So we're coming out of the kitchen.
Right down to you. I don't know.
Because there's something we forgot to say to you.
Oh, there is something we forgot to say.
All right, last chance. Chorus. Sisters are doing it for themselves. They're standing on their own two feet.
They're marching to their own beat.
Oh, my God. And ringing on their own bells. Which
I think I
also
should rewrite the lyrics because I think these lyrics are great that I just wrote. Okay, guys?
They are. I will re-record it when we're both in better voice, especially okay. Me. And ringing on their own bells, which I also feel like is a subtle sexual metaphor.
Ooh.
So 0 points in that category. But I know you love the song, so I'm going to give you 5 points just because you love the song.
Oh, thank you. You know what it is? For me, like when you do this, and you do this to me often, you love to just like sing a lyric to me, and I need the music to remember the song. So like, I think it would have come to me if you played some of it. Maybe.
Ooh, yeah.
Maybe. Although this one was a little bit more a difficult one.
I know. And I will actually fully admit that maybe the melody that I was giving you wasn't exactly the melody of the song.
No
so, yeah, but I'm only giving you 5 points because you like the song.
I appreciate you for giving me the 5. That was terrible on my part.
Second to last question. Music legend, rock and roll pioneer Chuck Berry passed away this weekend at the age of 90.
Tragic.
Tragic, but full life. So he gave us so many great songs. He is credited with inventing rock and roll. There would not be rock and roll without Chuck Berry. Just because we want to keep it old school and respect our elders and remember pop culture from the past, I'm asking you if you can name two Chuck Berry songs. And for every Chuck Berry song you name, I'm giving you 10 points.
Well, Chuck Berry had a twist. Didn't he?
Okay. Yes.
So there's the twist.
Okay.
another one. Oh, is it Twist, Rattle, and Roll?
No. I don't know. I can look that up, but I don't think so. No. But again, I would love you to write that song, Twist, Rattle, and Roll.
That's somebody saying that now.
Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
Oh, Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
Yeah.
That's not Chuck Berry, though.
I'll double check, but I don't, but maybe.
We're just going to do that one then, because I can't, oh my gosh, Chuck Berry.
You know what, Amita? You are correct. I'm going to give you, so listen, I'm going to give you 10 points for, the song is called Chuck Berry Twist, and then I'm going to give you 5 points because you said Twist, Rattle, and Roll, and it's actually Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
Well, if I corrected it to Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
So good job. And other
Chuck. I did.
I think we can rewind the tape. I may have corrected you.
Okay, fine. Fine.
Okay, but listen to me. We also have been blessed with amazing songs from Chuck Berry, like Maybelline, Roll Over Beethoven, and Johnny Be Good. I think
Johnny
this is
Be Good.
Most,
that's the
most well known song. So shout out and big honors to Chuck Berry. A legend.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to end with a music question. And it's going to be very, very current. This weekend, Drake surprised all of us and delighted his fans with the release of a brand new album,
yes.
More Life. Of course, like every single hip hop album, especially with Drake, there were a number of collaborators on this album. You get 5 points for every collaborator you guess.
Just listening to this last night. And
so, and you can go up to like 6 guesses.
And I was looking at the track list at all the collabs he was doing and was going to bring this up later because one of the collaborators is our big sell this week, Georgia Smith.
Ah, that was going to be my Shake, Rattle, and Twist. Okay, five.
And I was going to be like, Sean, I'm not the only one who knows about her. So does Drake. Great. So Georgia Smith. And there was somebody else on that album that had a clever name and on that track that had a clever name. And then I can't remember anybody else, so I'm just going to name rappers that could be collaborators with Drake, like Future.
Okay.
Future, maybe?
No.
It's like trying to look at a Spotify list in your brain that you just looked at less than 10 hours ago. Oh.
I had a feeling you would have listened to this album by now. That's why I threw this question
last
in there.
Last night,
yeah.
I was just like, I was just like, Drake, really? Like, I don't hate on Drake, but man, he puts out music every year. Does he? And he tours and stuff too. I was like, how do you do all of this and create all of this? Props. I'm just going to rattle off Nicki Minaj, Rihanna, Lil Wayne. Any of them?
Okay, those are your 6 guesses, and you did get Lil Wayne, correct?
Hey!
So you got 2 points. Two 5 point questions. From that question, that equals 10 points. Interesting trivia about this album. I guess, you know, allegedly he was all about J-Lo. And J-Lo actually sang with him. And there's video of J-Lo singing the song that Georgia Smith is on. But it looks like Georgia Smith replaced J-Lo on this track. So what's that? What's up with that?
Good choice.
All right, Amita. This is the conclusion. That is the end of our Inside Pop quiz. Let's tally up your points.
Oh, my God.
Amita, you scored 60 points on this Inside Pop quiz. I mean, great job.
Okay. I mean, technically that's like a D, but.
No, it's not. No, 60 points. I want you to be proud of yourself.
I am super, super proud. Yay.
Okay. Good job.
Thank you. It was kind of rough. I need to memorize album listings of collaborators in the future.
Or maybe not. Maybe we'll have different questions for you next time, because Inside Pop Quiz will return.
Yes. Next time I'm doing the quiz, I'm going to get you.
All right. Do it. All right. So this, we're going to move on because I have been chomping at the bit for this segment. This is the moment that I've been waiting for, and I'm assuming listeners, you've been waiting for this too. It's the beginning of our celebrity husband March Madness bracket. A little background. We know that Amita loves to mention her husbands. These are the celebrities who have both the talent and the looks to win her heart and help her create a fantasy world in which she actually might be wed to them. And I come over a lot and just hang out, and the three of us watch TV together. So last week, Amita chose her 8 favorite celebrity husbands, and now we're going to do a bracket. We are going to work to help Amita discover the ultimate husband.
I am so nervous because they all have a very special place in my heart, and now I have to choose.
So go to our show notes, because we will figure out some way to create this bracket so you can see the visuals of it. So for right now, I am going to describe the bracket to you. All right. This week, we're going to do round one of this bracket.
This is the Elite 8.
Okay. So in round one, competing for Amita's affection, we have Matt Damon versus Riz Ahmed.
Oh, you're killing me already.
We have Idris Elba versus Jake Gyllenhaal. We have Oscar Isaac versus Michael B. Jordan. And we have Miguel versus Andre Holland. Okay, so Amita, before we begin, I would just love a little quick explanation from you about what your criteria is.
Oh, geez. My criteria is always changing, but basically it roots in obviously an attractiveness.
I like that, because sometimes I hear women say looks don't matter, it's all about personality and talent, but I'm glad you're saying looks, because
I mean, yeah, I mean that, but I didn't finish. The next part is that they are all incredible artists, actors, singers, performers. So I think that it adds that element in my mind and makes it even more attractive. So, you know, there might be somebody else out there that's attractive, but not as talented. And then I'm okay. Like, all right. But these guys have all, especially in the last few years, have really like upped the game with some of the roles they've been taking and the moves they've made, and they have caught my eye. And my loins. Okay.
Oh, snap. All right. Round one. Let's go. This is old school versus the new. Matt Damon versus Riz Ahmed. Who is going to progress to round two? Matt Damon versus Riz Ahmed.
I like to add criteria sometimes. And I think the criteria that I'm going to add here is the possibility of a weird future that I could be with Riz Ahmed.
Okay.
Because Matt Damon's married, and I was going to be his third wife, but he seems to love his wife very much.
Matt Damon, your current happiness is also your loss. You are eliminated.
Bye.
Riz Ahmed moves forward.
He's getting a little like salt and peppery and a little bit older. So I'm just like, all right, you know, let's go with some new like Riz. And I love that Riz he's been so very vocal politically. And, you know, he's a rapper. Like, he's super multi-talented. So I kind of really, really enjoy Riz.
That's great. And he's got the coin to keep you living in the style in which you've become accustomed. He's making that Star Wars money.
Yes. It's not about that, but sure.
Okay, well, a little segue here, because I do feel like Riz Ahmed is 2016's Oscar Isaac from 2015, who had a kind of a similar breakout year. So let's go with Oscar Isaac versus Michael B. Jordan. Which of these will move on closer to walking down the aisle with you?
When you announced all the pairings, I think this one was maybe the least stressful. I love them both. They are so incredibly talented, but I think based on history, Michael B. Jordan wins this one. I have admired and loved him for very long. You know, he was on Friday Night Lights and Parenthood, and then loved him in Fruitvale Station and Creed, and he's fantastic. So, yes, Michael B. Jordan.
And Oscar Isaac can't compete with those muscles, right? Those muscles he's putting on for Black Panther?
Yeah, come on now. And like Oscar Isaac, don't be sad. Like you're still beautiful in your own right, and those dance moves, they don't lie. But Michael's got me on this one.
All right. Have you ever seen Michael B. Jordan dance?
I can't think I have. I don't recall. Maybe.
Because some say that you can really equate skills on the dance floor with skills in the boudoir. So
agreed.
We know that Oscar Isaac knows how to. The best scene of 2015 was his dance in Ex Machina.
Oh my gosh, people, go find it on YouTube. It's the best.
All right, Oscar Isaac, good luck to you. Next. I think this is going to be a tough one for you, Mita. I feel bad giving you this next one. Mm-hmm. Idris Elba versus Jake Gyllenhaal. I really feel like both of these guys deserve to make it to the next round, but it can only be one.
I can't believe you did this to me. I really can't believe you did this to me, because this one is so difficult. Like, oh my God, difficult. I don't even know where to start. They're both incredibly beautiful, talented, intense, funny. I don't know. I have to choose. I hate you for making me choose.
I'm sorry. I almost want to switch it up, but I can't. We're already committed to this.
If you switch this one and the next one, I think I could have maybe made easier choices, and they would both win, I think. So, I'm gonna go. I think I'm gonna pick Idris, actually. I'm picking Jake. No, I'm picking Idris. I am picking Jake it is.
Wow.
I am sorry, gosh. Idris.
That is an upset, people.
I'm very sorry, Idris. You still give me a lady boner, but I think that I've had more dreams about Jake. Therefore, that's how that went down.
I love how the sharing that we did last week is permeating into this episode. Keep it up,
girl. Oh, my
God. Yes.
People, if you want to get as near as get deep, listen to last week's episode. This is not deep. It's quite shallow, but you learn a lot about me
Sean. This is to balance out the... Yeah, I would actually pay money to have dreams about any of these eight, so I'm envious of you. I'm also envious that you have a one gazillion better chance to wed any of these guys than I do. So... But I'm happy for you.
Thanks.
All right, you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm calling this one an upset, at least in my own mind. This is surprising. Jake Gyllenhaal just eliminated Idris Elba. I knew it was going to be dramatic, this bracket. Okay,
everybody's final... going to get on me on Twitter for that one, I'm sure.
Final competition of round one, Miguel versus Andre Holland.
Also thought this was going to be easy, but more that I think about it, it's difficult. I mean, Miguel steals my heart every time he sings anything. So I love his voice, and it's so, so sexy. So there's that. And Andre's like the new. Like, he's the newer. He's like the new from Riz, you know? So Andre's got this swagger and just like muted sexiness that I love. So
you've seen both of them live recently. You saw Miguel on stage.
Yes.
Was it at Barclays?
Yeah, we saw Miguel at Barclays, and we saw Andre Holland and Jitney. I did meet Andre after that, so I feel like we already have a connection that's, like, started.
They're both slightly diminutive.
They're not diminutive. They're just probably a little bit taller than me. They're not of the frankly, a lot of these guys. I think Michael B. Jordan might be the tallest guy on the list. I think they're all kind of in the 5'7 to 5'9 range, probably. Mm-hmm. I think I'm gonna go with, again, I'm gonna do the same logic as I did with Michael B. Jordan and Oscar Isaac. Miguel's been in my life for the last 5 years. I just cannot get enough of his voice in anything he does. I love. And if he ever gets rid of that stunningly beautiful model girlfriend of his, I will be waiting and ready to hear him sing anything to me. So I think Miguel, sorry, Andre, but Miguel.
Also, I'll just share this for you. Amita has been quite entertained by Miguel's Insta stories.
Yo.
So here's a little information
so
we can pass
let's
along
it,
to our listeners.
So are you.
I keep trying to think of how do we actually pass along information in the silliness that I've concocted. But I will say that you should definitely follow Miguel on Instagram because he's sharing his musical process. Sometimes he shows himself in the recording studio. Sometimes he shows himself working out in his garage. And sometimes he shows himself shirtless cuddling with his cats, which
I know you love.
Pornography for me. So that's happening. Probably right now. I've got to end this podcast.
Oh my God. You're hilarious.
All right. As I suspected, this is completely dramatic. So advancing next week in round two, Riz Ahmed, Michael B. Jordan, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Miguel. Which one will end up walking down the aisle with Amita Patel? Possibly. You'll have to tune in next week to find out.
This is the most difficult Final Four in history, guys.
Yo, this Final Four is on point.
I'm already thinking about it. I don't know what to do.
As we shared last week, you and I are working together. I will need you to clear your mind for this big week we have coming up at work. But
okay, fine.
Yeah.
I'll just dream about them, each of them individually every night this week. Thanks.
Now, just so our listeners know, this has also been part of Women's History Month because for how long have men been objectifying women? So here's our chance to, in a fun, carefree, not going to hurt anybody way, we are objectifying these dudes and we're doing it for feminism.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. This is a great day on the podcast for me. Let's think about all these gorgeous men. Yes.
Oh, yeah, I love this. It's really hard for me to do it, too. I'm very uncomfortable right now.
Oh, my gosh. All right, guys. Now it is time for the big sell. Last week, I sold Sean on a British singer-songwriter who is called Georgia Smith, who we just mentioned earlier in the Inside Pop quiz, who just did something with Drake. So I thought she was a little bit under the radar, but maybe not anymore. I sold Sean an article on Fader about her and three tracks. Sean, what
is first
your
of all,
review?
Applause. Great timing. Bringing someone to my attention and probably to our listeners' attention. And then the very next week, she's on Drake's album. Good job, Amita. I know you love discovering new talent, so well done.
I had no idea. You have no idea of like my face when I saw her name listed in the tracks for Drake. I was like, how could this have ever been known? Like, this, nobody knew this Drake album was coming out. Like, I was so like, what? This is amazing.
You can't help it.
I'm on
your fingers
pulse,
on the
guys.
Pulse.
I'm on the pulse. Right.
Well, I thank you two reasons. One, thank you for giving me the reading assignment and then, because I did it in that order. I read the article and then I listened to the music and I loved having the background and the context. And thank you for big selling her music. I loved her voice.
Yay.
I loved the songs. She reminds me, not that you have to compare people, but she does remind me of Andra Day and a little bit of Alicia Cara when Alicia Cara puts that certain kind of spin on her voice. Mm-hmm. But like an old school voice singing modern lyrics in a young body. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I really enjoyed all three songs and we'll definitely listen to her some more. What I found myself wanting, and maybe it does exist, I'd love to hear her do some covers. I like her songwriting, but I'd really love to hear her tackle
like
some, you know, great, well-known classic song. So I'll have to start looking for that. Mm-hmm. But I appreciate you and Georgia Smith. And I'm going to give her 3.25 stars.
Wow. I like it. Did you notice in that article a certain filmmaker that she was inspired by?
Oh, wait, I read the article.
Oh, it's the Inside Pop Quiz on Sean right now.
Yeah, exactly. I actually have it up on my computer. I could look for it. But no, who did she mention?
One of the reasons I made you read this article is because she mentioned Wong Kar-wai, who you love.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. It's funny because I was thinking about Wong Kar-wai for another reason, for another potential big sell. Stay tuned. But yes, I love that. I love that she's 19 and knows Wong Kar-wai and looks at the art of Jean-Michel Basquiat for inspiration. Very cool.
Yeah, super, super cool. That's why I love this article, and I thought that would be a really great precursor to her instead of just being like, she's young, she sings, she writes, you know? There's so much more to her. So definitely check out that article and listen to Georgia Smith, guys. She's clearly on the rise.
Yes, clearly. Drake knows, Amita knows, now you know.
So what do you have to sell me this week?
This week, I have to sell you, going back a little bit, I was excited to discover this. You know how there are Oscars that are given out, and you're never really able to see the films, right? Like best documentary short. Well, actually, in the world of streaming now, a lot of these short, more obscure offerings are streaming online.
Cool.
So I'd like to big sell a film called White Helmets, which won the Oscar for Best Documentary Short. And it's a really great documentary about the Syrian refugee crisis. And I'm going to big sell that to you.
Yeah, I was definitely interested in that short doc because of the speech, I think, and I'd read a little bit about it around the Oscars, like right around the Oscars, because I think somebody who made the film didn't make it or was not coming to the US for some reason, and I was just like, what is this about? And I want to know more about it. So thank you.
So that is my big sell to you. Can't wait to hear what you think about it.
Cool. Thanks.
Well, that does it for this episode of Inside Pop. It's been an emotional roller coaster.
I don't know what to do with my life right now.
In a good way. Amita's going to go stare at pictures of her top four until we record our next episode. Oh, while she's doing that, we want you to tweet us on Twitter at Pop Insiders. Also, check out our Instagram feed at Pop Insiders. Let us know what you think of Amita's husband bracket.
Oh, jeez. Please, please.
Actually, maybe help her out. Give her some suggestions. Who from this top four would you pick?
Yeah, suggestions, not shade.
Be kind, people. Be kind.
Yes. And don't forget to head over to our website, insidepoppodcast.com. You can, you know, obviously read our show notes there, check out older episodes. And there's always links there to subscribe, which we would always love you guys to do. And if you get a minute, leave us a little rating and review on iTunes. We always love, you know, seeing those, and it's always helpful for us.
So next week, we'll have more of the biggest, most interesting stories in pop culture. Of course, the final four from the bracket as well. Until then, have a great week, everyone.
Thanks, y'all. Bye.